Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The United States stands with Israel. We will not ever fail to have her back.
President Joe Biden says the U.S. will send military aid to Israel as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu formally declares war on the Palestinian group Hamas in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed that American citizens are among the more than 1,200 killed or taken hostage. House Foreign Affairs Chair Michael McCaul tells CNN he wants a resolution on the floor condemning Hamas with or without a speaker.
Well, it's not ideal. It wasn't my idea to oust the speaker. I thought it was dangerous. What kind of message are we sending to our adversaries when we can't govern?
Campaigning in Iowa, former President Donald Trump claims taxpayer money from a deal to get Iran to release U.S. hostages is paying for the Hamas attacks. Neither part is true. The money was Iranian oil profits held in sanctioned banks, and the Treasury Department says it hasn't changed hands yet. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging fellow Republicans in the House to change the rule that a single member can move to vacate the chair.
I think it makes the Speaker's job impossible, and the American people expect us to have a functioning government.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz tells NBC News removing former Speaker Kevin McCarthy would still absolutely be worth it, even if he loses his seat. Some GOP lawmakers are discussing Gaetz' ejection. Former Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she doubts Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan will be the next speaker, but she warns the strength of the close Trump ally is bad for democracy.
Jim Jordan knew more about what Donald Trump had planned for January 6th than any other member of the House of Representatives.
Today is Indigenous Peoples Day. Organizers like Jean-Luc Purit with the North American Indian Center of Boston say they want grassroots pressure to push lawmakers into recognizing it instead of Columbus Day.
The movement doesn't just stop at state-level proposals. We see the movement having growth within workers' unions, within college campuses, cities, towns.
Native leaders and advocates in Nevada say Native communities will benefit from the Inflation Reduction Act. Government relations consultant Mike Willoughby says nearly three-quarters of $1 billion is going to climate resilience and electrification on tribal lands.
The fact that we're actually taking active steps to mitigate some of the historic wrongs is absolutely incredible.
Finally, Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said the White House has heard his calls for a single office to manage asylum seekers.
Someone needs to work in Texas with these border politicians to have them stop sending people only to blue cities and blue states.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.